This is Fresh Air. Elizabeth King is a gospel singer who made some recordings in the 1970s, mostly with a male gospel group, the Gospel Souls. But she left the music business to raise 15 children. Now in her late 70s, she's released her first full-length solo album, her first new music in four decades. It's called Living in the Last Days, and rock critic Ken Tucker says it's gospel music that will transport both believers and non-believers.
Elizabeth King has indeed been on a long journey. She was singing gospel as a young woman before suffering a near-fatal auto accident in 1969. After recovering, she quit the music business because she placed the needs of her large family before her own ambition. Now, however, she's ready to resume a career that a less pious person might think was jinxed. And what a marvelous return it is. Listen to He Touched Me, a deceptively casual song set to an R&B shuffle beat. It possesses a kind of insinuating power. King builds in intensity with each line, singing about being touched by the inspiration of her Savior.
Got a new way of walking since He touched me. Got a new way of walking since He touched me. Got a new way of walking since He touched me. Since the Lord God Almighty touched me, got a brand new talk since He touched me, got a brand new talk since He touched me, got a brand new talk since He touched me.
Voice these days has a thick muscularity, a commanding authority fraying slightly around the edges. Contrast that with the Elizabeth King of the 1970s, when, with the group called the Gospel Souls, her lead vocals had a higher register, but no less vigor and robustness.
Downhill,
Lord, waiting on you,
Lord.
Key reasons we have Elizabeth King's new music is because of Bruce Watson, an engineer and producer long associated with the blues label Fat Possum Records. In recent years, Watson started a record company called Bible & Tyre, in part to bring King's music to a wider audience. In 2019, Bible & Tyre, the label's motto is Retread Your Soul, released an anthology of Elizabeth King's work with the Gospel Souls, and now there's this new solo album. Cut in Memphis, Tennessee, it features a tight backup band that sometimes sounds like the soul music makers Al Green and Willie Mitchell used for Memphis's High Records label.
Living in the last day,
the last day.
Living in the last one,
the last day.
Living in a time where no one can see the right way.
See
the right way. After a while, it goes.
Elizabeth King sing so vehemently that we're living in the last days reminded me that I'm not a practicing Christian, but also that gospel music very often transcends the faith it espouses. It reaches into our lives as what the Bible describes as good works, actions or deeds that make life better for us all. Certainly, the return of Elizabeth King making music in the secular world qualifies as good work on many levels.
Ken Tucker reviewed the new gospel album Living in the Last Days by Elizabeth King. On tomorrow's show, the real horrors of Jim Crow America mix with supernatural horrors, like monsters and ghosts, in the HBO series Lovecraft Country. We'll speak with the show's writer and producer, Misha Green, who adapted it from a novel of the same name. I hope you can join us.